Good afternoon, and thanks again for joining us on WISR 680 AM. I'm Tyler Frio. We are heading out to the phone lines during our extended news at noon to talk with Butler City Police Chief Bob O'Neill. Our conversation comes just a day after downtown protests led to the arrest of eight people. Thank you, first of all, Chief O'Neill, for joining us.
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, Chief, I'll start with the question of basically asking how this started, how police were tipped off that there would be a protest in downtown Butler, if you could lay out that situation for us.
Well, what happened was over Saturday night going into Sunday morning, Pennsylvania State Police received some information and relayed it to the on-duty officers that there was some social media posts regarding having some form of protest in the city. Starting Sunday morning, I was notified from my supervisor on the night turn shift, and we started doing some investigating, and we were able to uncover a series of Facebook posts, which have been, I think, fairly widely shared regarding, they're going to riot in Butler, meet at Diamond Square at 2 p.m., et cetera, and then enumerating some things they were going to do. That's how it all came together for us, and that's how we started putting the plan together.
And who are all the police units on the scene at when the protest started?
So the main unit was, of course, the Butler City Police. We were assisted by the Butler County Sheriff's Office because of it being Diamond Park and also the courthouse, et cetera. And then Butler Township Police came down and assisted us. And then the members of the ESU team, which is the District Attorney's Emergency Service Unit, which is comprised of a variety of officers from all over the county.
If you could give me, and we're talking with Butler City Police Chief Bob O'Neill, and I know maybe timeline would be a little bit tougher to put together, but this started at 2 p.m., essentially wrapped up at 9 p.m. What was most of the day like? And, you know, spare me as I kind of, when I was there, it did seem like a protest on both sides, like right around 4 to 5 o'clock, both sides of the Diamond at the courthouse and at Diamond Park, but did not escalate. Did it at any point escalate to a situation where police had to take some action?
Well, I believe you were there. Also, it was streamed live on a variety of different sources. I think a lot of people saw what was occurring. There was essentially maybe four different factions of people that were there, and kind of they were having disagreements, as you heard and saw. But we were able to keep it very peaceful, physically peaceful, for the entire time from 2 p.m. I would think it really ramped up between like 3 and 6:15. I would think was the kind of the highest amount of people and the most activity. And then, we didn't really get involved in any arrests or anything until actually one of the protesters assaulted another protester. And that's when, police got involved.
There were a total of eight people arrested, correct?
Yes, sir.
The locations of these people, are they Butler residents? Are they from Western Pennsylvania?
Everyone that was arrested was either Butler or very nearby Butler residents.
Okay. In regards to some of the rumors and pictures that are out there, one of our reporters that was on scene said she had overheard someone, she had overheard someone saying that officers shot rubber bullets or pepper balls. Can you confirm any of that?
Yes, there was one volley of pepper spray that was shot down at approximately 8:40, that's when the remaining protesters were still not leaving the area, and there was no rubber bullets used.
Okay. And what led this to be called an unlawful assembly?
Well, what happens is when you can assemble, as we all know, peacefully under First Amendment, mm-hmm. but whenever crimes become committed and, we start to have a large problem and it, as assaults, et cetera, that's when it becomes an unlawful assembly. You can't riot, obviously.
there were some individuals on location with guns. Were you able to get an idea of who those people were and how you guys as a police department handled that situation?
Well, there were, on both sides, people were carrying. Mm-hmm. Open carry and concealed carry. So we had interactions with both groups. I don't exactly know who all those people were. I believe a lot of them were the open PA carry people. I know there was a series of veterans that were there just, and I don't know if they were carrying or not, but they were generally there to protect the monuments. They were very concerned that someone was going to spray paint or deface the monuments in some way. So that was kind of the third group that was there.
And when you say both groups, Chief, just to clarify, could you clarify what you mean by, you know, which group is which?
Well, there seemed to be the main group that was, you know, at Diamond Park that was kind of, I would say, protesting on behalf of the what most people were protesting on. And then there was kind of like the open carry group that was on the other side. And I think a lot of them were there more or less to protect the businesses to make sure nothing happened that we've seen in the other cities occur. And, you know, there was obviously some tension between those two groups.
Do you know if there was any looting or damage done to any buildings downtown?
There was none.
Okay. And again, we're here talking with Butler City Police Chief Bob O'Neill. Chief, did anything get thrown at officers during any of this?
Yep. So exactly, and thank you for bringing that up. So when we were dispersing people, as you saw, most people, once we said this is unlawful, we sound the alarm, we gave them multiple warnings, plenty of time, most people left. The people that stayed were, you know, a lot of the antagonizers that were there all day. And eventually, they threw like a bottle or a rock or a full bottle, not exactly sure what it was, at the officers, and that's when the order was given to use the pepper spray to disperse it so it didn't get out of hand.
What was your overall, maybe from a logistical standpoint in the communication during the course of the day, what was your overall message to your fellow police officers, and what was the scene like there? As you mentioned, most of the day, peaceful from a terms in terms of physical acts during the course of the day. What was your communication to your team like in basically trying to ensure that the day did end without any violence escalating?
Well, I had full confidence in all the officers that were there that I didn't have to tell them to use restraint because I knew they would. The people that were trying to instigate us, the people that were trying to get us to act out were, in my opinion, very, very small number of the people that were protesting. There were many people there that were just to protest, which is their right, and there's a few people on the fringe that were trying to instigate us. I was very proud of all of the law enforcement professionals and mostly 99% of the people that protested, and especially the business owners who came out to secure their businesses and make sure that we had a safe and relatively violence-free evening.
And a lot of these, actually almost all of the demonstrations across the entire country, are in regards to the death of George Floyd, the African-American who died in Minnesota earlier last week. I want to get your overall viewpoint on two sides of this, Chief. What your belief is between the relationship of the police department, your city police department, and the residents of Butler, and then what you believe to be your overall perspective on this entire situation.
Well, I think we have an excellent working relationship with the community here. We do a lot of outreach. We are out and about. We're at the parks. We live amongst, go to church with, go to restaurants with, except for during this pandemic, with most of the people that are here. I have had nothing but, I've really had no problems with the public or my officers with interactions. I think we have a great working relationship. Overall, it's a very difficult time in the country, and I hope and pray that we get through this and can move forward.
He's Butler City Police Chief Bob O'Neill. Chief, we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
You too. And we'll be back with more right after this.